strongest solar storm to strike Earth since 2005 is on its way tonight. Because of that, NOAA did issue a geomagnetic storm watch.
Got to talk about the solar flare. I mean, we got 10 minutes before super chats, and we haven't even got into the fact the world's going to end tonight.
The strongest solar storms. It's all part of a larger storm. It's like lightning strikes. The largest solar storm ever recorded on its way to Earth.
Are today's troubles not enough? Day in, day out, fear this, fear that, they shout and whine and lie and pout, and still you have yet to figure it out. The liars and town criers cast your soul into the fire, but your liberation they are not about. So hearken instead to the words from the Lord's mouth. Ah!
Hello, my friends. How was that for a scary opener? The sun's gonna destroy everything. It's gonna eat us up. This is what's been the news for like the last 48 hours. Everybody's so stressed out about these coronal mass ejections that come from the sun. They're these sunspots that happen. I'm gonna give you a little lesson. What the heck? It's like an 11-year solar cycle, and every once in a while you get these big sunspots, and then the sunspots, they turn into these, you know, little, and then they have these kind of coronal mass ejections, and they, you know, they spew off a bunch of plasma, and then if it's facing the Earth, it's all hell breaks loose, and you won't be able to text Grandma. That's the long and the short of it. And for the last couple of days, a lot of people have been so stressed out about this stuff. Now, it is ironic because we were just talking about space weather just a couple of days ago. Not like in a good way. We were talking about the sun weatherman, the suspicious observer, who's actually on Brett Weinstein's channel.
Preparing for a world without electricity.
I was just watching that coming in. It's like, whoa, this guy, you know, after we did our little talk and I explained things to you, he was then like promoted out by Alex Jones, where he like was like, six solar storms are coming. You know who made me aware of this was Drip Bits, that famous artist. He's like an NFT maker. The guy's amazing. We have an interesting connection with Mary Housley, who played the shofar on Ellen. A long time ago, good friend of mine from a long time ago as well. Interesting. He sends me this thing because, of course, I did that video. This video over here, if you haven't seen it, you should probably see it. It's a funny video. And it kind of sets the stage, right? Because this is one of those things in that video. It was one of those things where there are people that say that they do the things of God and that they're, you know, they're holy and that they love the Lord Jesus. And then what they'll do is they act sort of contrary to it and they'll hold on to beliefs that maybe perhaps aren't the truth. So you have this idea of this group of individuals that may not really serve the God that I know. You know, the God of love, the God of peace. And that maybe there's like a different God. So what ended up happening with this whole thing with the suspicious weather solar guy. We're going to get into the solar flares, the crazy solar flares. This is going to blow your way because it's like another miracle. It's another miracle. I'm going to tell you about it. But the bottom line is that, you know, I said, you know, let's see whose God calls down fire from heaven. I kind of did a little thing where I wanted to, I don't know, I just believed that God would answer on my behalf and basically show people that maybe, you know, maybe there's more, and then what happened was the whole incident that was between the two of us that played out in the world, I had a dream about like 130 days earlier, and it was just insane, the details. And I took it as, oh, here is a proof that, you know, maybe perhaps God, this is, you know, there's more than, you know, being hateful and making fun of people and scaring people all the time. And this is where we are today. Because these very same people are getting a lot of people very stressed out. And I get it. There's like a 12% chance that the, you know, could be catastrophic. Brett Weinstein was saying on his show, he was saying, I wrote a paper. He said, I wrote a paper about a solar flare and it becomes an extinction event. An extinction event. And then he goes on to say that the solar weatherman, that he educated him and he didn't even know about filaments and everything else. And kind of proves that maybe the paper that he wrote, you don't know what a filament is, and you're writing a paper that, you know, he was dealing, I guess, with coronal mass ejections, which they say that this is possible. But I've been saying that it's going to be like a superpower thing, right? I know I joke, but I'm not really joking, because it's one of these things where maybe the day that we're in, maybe God's trying to get our attention. And what I've learned on this channel long enough is that, you know, if you have faith and you try to see things in a better way, like a positive way, well, perhaps you'll get that, because, you know, Jesus said, he taught everyone. He said, if you had faith as a mustard seed, you could say to this solar storm, become the northern lights for everybody to see. He said, you could do this, not in those words. I said it in those words before it all happened, because everybody was so scared. So DripBits sends me this right here about the six, and he also says, oh, you know how to spot them. I'm not going to say what he called them, but, you know, I guess he was saying that maybe they're, I don't know, in some club. Maybe that's why they, maybe they're not, right? Maybe they're just into fear baiting, and they know that fear gets people to click on, you know, especially if they're selling, like, what do they call them? End time shelters? You know, if they're selling like doomsday bunkers, it probably would be in the business model to get everybody scared that this could happen. And guess what? By the way, it could happen. That's right. But what are we going to do? And what does worrying about it do? So I felt like I needed to come to everybody's aid. I needed to come and be God's champion and everything else, especially since we're getting these superpowers and it's like, I could just... I was just doing an editing trick. I didn't disappear. I hope I didn't scare you. I was just trying to say that, you know, maybe we could get some superpowers. Who knows? Because, you know, it's possible. I think it's possible. You never know. You know, these gamma rays or whatever turns the man into the Hulk. Who knows what the sun can do when the sun shines on you? So they said there's these six flares, and they had everybody worried. So I responded. And I said, stop worrying about the solar storms, for the love of God. Perhaps we need an upgrade and perhaps a break from the worm-infested waters of social media. Remember, I just did a show. If you haven't seen my last live stream, there it is right there on the worms. And the worms, how they get into your brain. And I said, you know, the RFK worm is gone, died. And I said that, you know, now we can pay attention to our thoughts. We don't got to let these worms infect us. There was a time where if I saw a bunch of people that said, I'm the space weather champion, and they say, you know, ooh, there's a chance that the world's going to, I would probably get upset and get nervous. I used to get upset. But as I've been doing this, and the more I've been seeking, and the more I've been, you know, looking for, you know, truth, I feel that we have a little more say in these things. And I say that when you live for more, that more will come. People do go to church. All these people, they say that they know Jesus and they know God. So am I too crazy to say, you know what? You say everything's going to blow up. I say there's going to be northern lights for everybody. I did do this. This was before all the lights and everything else, of course. I don't know. I just see a lot of people are a lot really miserable, and they're scared and they're angry. And I see a lot of division. And so when I saw all this stuff with the solar flares, I said to myself, I got to come on here and do something. So I prayed about it and I got this vibe. I was like, oh, maybe I'll be able to see the northern lights. That would be nice. So I went and then I wrote this little poem. I said, this is my prayer in response to those who cry, beware, beware, six great solar flares. That lights will be a miracle to see. Northern lights come to me. Not a test, you see, but a proof to leave those with hate, fear, and deceit up their sleeve. Northern lights come to me. How cool is that? And guess what? I'm in Long Island. I've never seen the northern lights. Never! Until last night. Still didn't see them. I went to sleep and I fell asleep and that was the end of it. But I got tons of pictures in my neighborhood. The northern lights were out and about. I think it was like around 3 o'clock in the morning or so. Some pictures from like 3:30. It was amazing. People were amazed. That was my prayer. My prayer was not a test, as I wrote. It was a proof. A proof. I felt like it was another one of those moments that I had where I said, let's see whose God calls down fire from heaven. And I just... didn't want to see the world blow up. Did you? What could we do? How does it help anyone to get everybody to panic for a 12% chance that something can happen? What's the difference here? I think that this whole thing is really just poisoning people. I think it's hurting people emotionally. I think there's trauma to it. And I got to tell you something. Listen, I believe and I have a lifetime of experience knowing that there is a God who loves us, who's in charge of all of this. There is a change taking place, my friends. I don't know if you noticed, but there were lights, the northern lights. They came to you. They came to me. You got to leave a comment. You got to let everybody know, you know, what you saw. Make sure that you hit the like, too, and you share and you subscribe to the channel and you check the bell to see if you're notified. All of these things, like when you come in, you hit that like, you know, and when you share the video and say, oh, check this out, right? Everybody was saying doomsday, boom, boom, boom. And Jacob's like, let us see the northern lights. Got all poetic. And the northern lights came. Now, does that mean that God answered my prayer? In my mind, I believe so. I did pray in the shower. Please, Lord, show him. Please, Lord, show him. This is like twice now. I'm like, hey, let's see what you can do. And what are they doing? How do they respond to all of this with these solar flares that are happening that are probably for our good in the grand scheme of things? Either you believe that there is a God that is in charge of everything, or you do not. If you don't, be scared of the solar flares and all that stuff. But I wanted to show people a miracle. I said it would be a miracle to see, and it was a miracle. And everybody on Twitter was posting the miracle. The miracle, the miracle, the miracle, the miracle, the miracle. Everybody was posting. It was a miracle. That's something else. And I'll tell you something. I woke up the next day, that's today, and I said, everybody still have power? I knew you all would, by the way. No one burnt to a crisp. Everybody's okay? You doing all right? You doing okay? Society hasn't collapsed yet? And once again, for all of you that are going to be like, but Jacob, it could happen. It could happen. I know. Anything could happen. A meteor could crack into my head right now as I'm speaking. That would be freaking spooky. And you'd probably never see this video if that happened. But it could happen. Does that mean that I tell everybody that it could happen all the time? I don't know. I used to do stuff like that. I used to be so scared, but the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. The wisdom of God, which tells us that, you know, He knows what we need before we need it. He can direct our steps. I was fearing for a time some kind of cataclysmic event. I'm not. I am now feeling that there's going to be such a shift. And what a shift there has been. I have a Mandela Effect video that is going to, it is going to, I mean, it'll be my next viral video. I haven't had a huge viral. This one will be, it is that damning proof that there is something going on. It's with the Bible and it's with the virgin birth story, which is ironic because that's how the whole thing came to be. Can't wait to get into it for you. But I said time and time again, I try to combat this fear and everything else. And here's the proof. I said a proof, miracle to see, as opposed to blackouts, grids going down and everything else. Everybody sees that the worm has turned. The worm has turned and the lights have come to us. It's a good thing. That's a good thing. And you all posted so many amazing pictures where I said to post below. But you know what's funny? Is that I wake up in the morning and I say all that and it's a beautiful day. And what does Brett Weinstein do? He says, it's shocking we aren't talking about the risk to humanity from solar storms. As I write this, plasma from the first of the six incoming waves is due to hit Earth. Our chances are good, but not nearly good enough. At Sunweather Man, the SUP guy, and I will be discussing this later, space weather permitting. The irony. That's funny. There was a time I liked Brett Weinstein, you know? There was a time, but listen, I guess like everybody else, you know, if you want to make it in this business, you gotta get engagement. This is not the way I'm going to get engagement. The way I'm going to get engagement is to try to tell you all to stop stressing out, stop worrying so much. I even gave him a little bit of a hard time, and he gave a little bit of pushback to me. I guess he didn't like the fact that I was pointing out the fact that he was scaring and terrifying everyone. And then he responded with another post. This is Brett Weinstein. He says, existential risk from geomagnetic storms is only rivaled by the risk of all-out nuclear war. Even if our climate models were accurate, which is exceedingly unlikely, you should be really scared. It'd be absurd to turn civilization upside down over warming while ignoring the vulnerability of the massive cannibal soda bear. Scares the crap out of you, doesn't it? Doesn't it? And I'm like, nope.
Give them the Northern Lights, Lord. Let me see them for myself.
And then the Northern Lights were there. And that's why I responded. I said, how about you enjoy this beautiful miracle, Brett? I said, instead of shoving a bunch of fear down everybody's throat, I said, we see you. Have fun with the SUP guy on your show. Whatever. Whatever. The world is a weird place, but I'll tell you one thing. There's no denying it. There's a timestamp and everything else. The Northern Lights, they came. I've talked about solar flares for a long time. I've done video after video after video after video. The joke, of course, was that I was always like, instead of being so terrified, what if it's something that's going to wake us up? I got a lot of emails from a lot of people saying that they're waking up. And I got to tell you something, too. You know, when I prayed that, I really felt like it could be possible and it would happen. I kept going outside in Long Island. I was going outside at like 8:30, 9:30. Then I was like 10:30. I'm like, all right, I'll go to sleep. I'm sure somebody in my neighborhood will catch a picture. I missed it, and it was so beautiful. And I guess there are chances that you could probably see it tonight between, like, I don't know, 10 and 3 o'clock in the morning or something, they're saying, but the chances are a little bit less. According to the other guys, it's like, it's not over yet. It's not over yet. Panic. So much to be scared about. So crazy. Maybe we should just put our faith in the Lord, right? You know, the scriptures say very clearly, they say that they're going to be signs in the heavens. Jerusalem's going to be surrounded by armies. There's going to be, you know, earthquakes, and there's going to be craziness, and it's going to be people aren't going to know the difference between good and evil. Okay, we get it. We're in the day. But wouldn't you rather be God's champion? Wouldn't you rather be a witness of God? Wouldn't you rather be telling people to love, forgive, be kind, put your best foot forward? Wouldn't you rather be that guy? I'm not perfect. I know. People are going to be like, no, you're picking on Brett Weinstein. Like, I wasn't really picking on him. I was just, it's just like, I was disappointed because I kind of liked the guy. And I'm like, oh, he's got him going on and he's scaring everybody. Is everybody lost? I guess everybody that's like a multimillionaire doing well. I don't know. It is what it is. All right. I love each and every one of you. Please do me a favor. Will you? Will you get some merch if you want? Support the channel. You click in the link of the video. You go there on Teespring. You can get whatever you want. It's helpful. You can get yourself a copy of The Call-In. Best novel going. Best novel. Best novel. Best novel. One award. An award. Even it was like the best selling for new release. Remember we released it and what day we did? When the Holy Spirit is poured out. Oh, and this is the day we're in. Get a copy of The Call and go to Amazon.com. Make sure you get a new copy. Don't get like my first edition, which is from back in 2008. You can get somebody who's going to sell you a copy for a lot of money. It's not that expensive. You can get it on Amazon. You can go to trulyfreehome.com if you want products with no toxins. It's my sponsor, my only sponsor. Godly, you know, group of people, just wonderful. You can just go to trulyfreehome.com and then you type in Jacob and you get 30% off. All right, I think I've covered all of the, I've checked all the boxes. I love each and every one of you. Hope you have the best day ever. Hope we all get superpowers. And I hope that superpower is we start to love our lives, we start to love our families, we start to love the work that we're given to do, and we start to live better and feel better. And then we start to live with faith. And instead of thinking the worst and projecting it out into the world, we take those thoughts captive and we say, no more, you crazy worm. And you cast it out. And then you say, we want the Northern Lights instead. And then look what happens. All right? I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own. A child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by its peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.
Click it.